If you're over 50 and thinking of starting a business, or you have started one, you're not alone. It's apparently a worldwide trend. In the US, the highest rate of business startup activity is in the 55 to 64 age bracket. In Japan, over one third of entrepreneurs are people aged 60 plus. And in the UK, older entrepreneurs represent over a quarter of new startups. Well, Judith Davey from Victoria University has been finding out if it's the same story in New Zealand, and contrary to popular belief, she's found that people don't necessarily start a business when they're over 50 because they've been made redundant, for example, or they've been forced into retirement, and they're not just motivated by the money. And Judith's on the line. Morena, good morning, Judith.
Good morning, Karen.
Are we on trend in New Zealand? Are older New Zealanders also starting businesses?
Well, we have found that there is no actual data that we can track it in detail, but we have found that self-employment is rising among the older population, yes, but we haven't got specific figures.
Well, what are the reasons for people starting a business after the age of 50? I believe with the research that you've done so far, they're complex, but you identified several broad motivations, and the top of that list was opportunity.
Yes, that's quite interesting. These arose from a series of interviews we did around the country. They were in-depth, face-to-face interviews, so we found out a lot about the background of these people and what their motivation was. So sometimes they created their own opportunities, like a man who was starting to make YouTube videos, which he thought would be interesting and could take on in the long run.
Not necessarily a money maker, though.
Well, I think the idea is that if you get a lot of followers, then you get advertising, and if you get advertising, then you get money.
Yes, but that's, it's a long road.
He and his daughter were actually having a great deal of fun out of it, and they thought that was well worth it. Another person met, quite by accident, someone else who had complementary skills. She was a senior business manager and interested in quite a lot of things in the community, and she happened to meet a woman who was making a food product but really had no business experience, and together they set up a business where they managed to market the products made by one woman and the marketing done by the other, and they've now got quite a wide range of clients for these products. So that was another example. And sometimes a third example I can give you is people who are actually working as employees in a manufacturing business, and investors came along and offered them money to start up their own business. So that was an opportunity. So opportunities can arise in a range of ways, and people will take them, even though they may not have actually thought about starting a business.
Okay, so that was top of the list, and there was also those who really wanted to make a difference.
Yes, they had a kind of vision of the contribution they wanted to make. A woman who had been a teacher decided to set up self-help seminars for women and books, self-help books for women, because of her own experience, and she wanted to help others. We had a man who was working on green energy options, because he said, if my grandchildren ask me what I've done with my life, I want to feel as though I can say I've made a difference. Another man was working on disaster mitigation systems for communities, so small communities could help one another, and he was working on a system for that kind of thing.
And there's also a whole group of people who at a certain time in life, 50, 60, they say, do I really want to be doing this for the rest of my working life? And they make a decision to make a change and go into business.
Yes, that was an interesting one. And the sort of thing that, as you say, will occur to people in midlife. Has been doing something for a long time, could have a change. And they were looking for fresh fields, really. For example, a woman, again, who had been a senior business manager. She was interested in art. She had a collection. And she set up an art gallery, which is doing extremely well. So she drew on things from earlier in her life. A woman who had been a nurse, a senior theatre nurse, retrained completely and became a counsellor. That kind of thing, a big change. And another man who had suffered quite a lot of business failure in his life and redundancy, and he resurrected his interest in painting. And at the age of 70, he's become quite a successful painter.
Oh, that's good to know. Well, Judith, I love the hashtag, hashtag celebrate longevity. That's great.
Well, I do think that we should stop talking about retirement as if it is withdrawal from the world and waiting to die, and think about all the opportunities that are there.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Judith.
Good. Thank you for I've enjoyed talking to you.
You too. That's Judith Davey from Victoria University.